This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In particular, the council has stressed that we have long been supporters of the 2008 Farm Bill. We feel like the direct and countercyclical payments have and continue to serve the industry very well. But there's a concern that in light of budget cuts that we may see due to the Budget Control Act for deficit reduction, that there will be a reduction in available funds, and simply downsizing the current DCP program may not be the most effective safety net for producers.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
So in light of those constraints, the council has looked at the possibility of a shallow loss area-wide insurance policy that would be available to upland cotton farmers, and that would hopefully provide a safety net and some revenue protection for upland cotton, and hopefully address some of the risk that growers face, both from a price standpoint as well as a yield standpoint. But it would be a shallow loss policy, in other words, trying to capture some of those losses that may be in the 5 to 10% range up to a 25 to 30% loss. That shallow loss insurance policy, in the NCC's proposal, that would be a replacement for direct, countercyclical, and acre programs for upland cotton.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Institute a formula that would allow the level of the marketing loan to adjust within bounds based off of a moving average of the adjusted world price. We feel like that will also be a change that will satisfy the Brazil case. So both of those changes, moving to a revenue insurance product and then also changes to the marketing loan, we believe will meet the budget constraints that we have as well as satisfy the Brazil case.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There has generally been a lot of interest expressed and some positive feedback in terms of the proposal, one being a proposal that is budget conscious and also meets the risk management needs, and also would be a proposal that is defendable in terms of being responsible farm policy. So yes, I think there has been some good feedback. Now it's just a matter of seeing how this farm policy process moves forward, as the agriculture committees also have to deal with the joint committee that was created by the Budget Control Act, and that'll be a process that will evolve over the next month or two.